Hummus.
Wait, are you sure?
Yes.
Now normally you say a day of the week.
Now I've decided to...
You're just mentioning health foods now?
Stuff that I have purchased.
Oh.
So I have some Sabra hummus, and I felt like saying hummus. Oh!
What's wrong with that?
You know,
don't have to say the day of the week. You can say whatever you want.
It's a hummus Thursday.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Wendy, I have a quick question for you.
All right.
You know Orion Samuelson?
I do.
Does the business
fan.
Report. He's been here for a long time. I believe he holds the world's record for being at a radio station the longest of anybody.
I believe you're right.
I have a suggestion for him, but I don't want to seem like I'm overstepping my boundaries. I have an idea, and I go, hey, Orion, if you try this, I think it'd be good, but I don't want him to go, well, who are you to tell me what's good and isn't good? Because he's doing a great job.
He might act like that, too.
Yeah, I don't want to offend him, but I listen every day, and I thought, I thought of something fun he could say that would make his business report just a little bit better. It's already great, but it would make it even better.
How about tell us first? Like, pretend
run
I'm Orion.
Run it past you? All right.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, Orion.
Did you get a new Cubs hat?
Yeah, I got a new Cubs hat. And Wendy got some hummus.
Oh, I like hummus. I wish it was made out of corn.
Yeah, corn hummus would be great, Orion.
It's made out of chickpeas, Bill. I have no Orion going.
No, it sounded good. I was believing it. Yeah. I had to look the other way in my head.
Right.
I'm like, I'm really talking to Orion. But it was you pretending to be Orion. All right, so I'd go, Orion, at the end of your business cast... You always say, and that's your money on WGN. And I think you should say, and that's your money, honey. Wouldn't that be great? Because that says to whoever's listening, Orion considers me to be his honey.
No.
That's nice.
I thought he said, that's your money on 720.
That's your money.
What I like.
Oh, is that what he's saying? Because that's pretty good. But what if he said all of it? That's your money, honey, on 720. Wink, 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 like that.
Playboy Bunny.
Yeah, Playboy Bunny.
Would you add that on, too?
No, that would be overkill. That'd be too much, in my opinion. But I'm just not that he needs a catchphrase. He's Orion. He's been doing this forever. He's great. He's a
walk-of-famer. I'd like him to end it and go, oh, snap.
Mic drop.
Because it could be like a sugar snap pee.
It could be.
He could actually snap a sugar snap pea, and that would be it.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap, and then you hear the actual snap, and then da-da-da-da-da. All right. Hey, Jazz, bring him in here.
Please, don't do that when I'm drinking, and I shouldn't be drinking at work. Hey.
Oh, no. Yeah, put that in there.
This is going to be an interesting day, I have a feeling.
All right, on to more serious things, Wendy.
Right.
On to more serious things. You know, one of the goals that we have here is to help people. We're not just here to entertain and enlighten Wendy. We're here to help people. You know that.
We'd like to.
So I found this. This is on the internet. Have you ever been on the internet? I found this on the internet.
Once or twice.
It's from Huffington Post. These are questions you probably haven't asked your future spouse. So these are for people who are going to get married. And you say to yourself, well, I know this guy or this girl, and I think I love them, and I think they love me. But before you actually do get married, before you walk down the aisle, you should probably have these discussions with the person. Did you and Jimmy, before you got married, did you say, hey, we are obviously in love, and we're going to spend the rest of our lives together, but let's just set a ground rule or two. How do you feel about this? Did that ever go on?
No.
No, we didn't either.
We were friends for 2 years before we started dating, so we went into it with, like, no BS.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which was kind of great.
And you lived together for a while?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Maybe 9 months.
Yeah. That was a good idea, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
You know, my mom said to me, it was pretty obvious from the time I met Terry that she and I were going to be together.
You knew right away.
Terry
needed some coaxing.
Yeah, she's still not sure. She still thinks it's all a dream. My mom said we had only been dating a couple months, and my parents were not fans of the living together before marriage thing. They thought you should get married and then you move in together.
Most of the parents around our parents' age, that was
right.
They didn't want you to live in sin.
Isn't that strange? I don't know why. I say that, and if one of my daughters said, "Hey, I met a guy, we're going to move in together," I'd try to talk him out of it.
You would see in this day and age, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
Times are so much different.
My mom said, so Terry and I had been dating maybe 3 or 4 months at the time, and my mom said, well, you should move in together. And it shocked me, because it didn't seem like something my mom would like or suggest.
Yeah. She must have known, Bill.
She did know. And she liked, they liked Terry immediately, so it made sense. All right, so here they are. These are conversations, little discussions you should have with the person you're about to marry.
Which, can I say, now that I'm older, God forbid if anything would happen to Jim, I might ask questions now before.
First of all,
I wouldn't get married again, but let's say there was no Jim, and I hadn't been married yet, I'd be more particular, really, at this age.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Like, what would be, you haven't seen these yet, but what would be something that you'd say, we should probably get this established right away?
How much money do you make? That would be the first question.
That would be one? Really?
Do you own your own car?
That's a solid question. That's a very solid question.
Do you like dogs?
That's at the top of my list, is your tolerance for pets or your need to have pets around. Because if
could make or break a relationship.
In this parallel universe where Terry is no longer with us. I know. But I could not.
My sympathies, by the way.
No, it's not real. It's just pretend.
Okay.
I could not spend any significant amount of time with somebody who was like a pet fanatic. I just couldn't do it.
What if it was? Who are all those actresses that you?
Keira Knightley.
Yes.
All right. So it's Keira Knightley, but she
and a Yorkie. A little miniature Yorkie that she carries in her purse a lot.
So the Yorkie is always with Keira Knightley.
Well, sometimes it, walks around the apartment that you have, the swanky penthouse apartment.
We would have a swanky
all white. White shag carpeting, white walls.
I would have to say no to Keira Knightley then.
You would never.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
I'm sorry, you wouldn't.
I definitely would.
You'd say yes to her and then you'd kill the dog.
I'd say, I wouldn't kill Keira Knightley's dog, Wendy. I've had the chance. I wouldn't do it. I would say to Keira Knightley, what would your life be like without the dog? You would have me. You could put me in a basket and carry me around. I would have a very hard time spending a significant amount of time with somebody who had that much love for a dog.
But isn't it important you know that right at the beginning?
Yep.
It really is.
Yep.
Don't waste your time.
Like I knew with Terry, she was okay with dogs, but or
she
cats
could live without it
easily.
Yeah. See, that's perfect.
I needed to know that. And I'll be honest with you, I would think I would have a hard time having a relationship with somebody who was overly religious. You know?
Yeah, because
like a little
you're not.
Bit, I'd be okay.
Right.
But if every minute of every day, if they were constantly referencing the Bible and God and stuff. I'm not a believer, so I would have a hard time with that.
Well, that goes to things that you don't believe in. It would be tough to have rammed down your throat.
Right, right.
What about a Republican?
I think I could make that work.
What about someone who voted for Donald Trump?
Tough. All right, so they voted for him, but are they still like on the 100% bandwagon? Like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened
to
America.
Trump, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Make America great again. Splits.
Yeah, I don't think I could pull that off.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I don't think so.
But no. It is good to ask questions.
Is it still Keira Knightley, though, or is it somebody else?
I don't know.
Now, can I tell you what I think one of the most important one is? And you and I didn't even bring this up. Because we kind of already knew, but all right, so if I was in love with somebody and headed towards marrying them and they hated kids, like I'd say, and then we'll have some kids, and they go, kids? Kids are the worst. I couldn't do that.
All right, well, how old is this person? Because there's a good chance if like you're hooking up
80s.
With someone.
It's Betty White's younger sister, Mona White.
If it's somebody you're hooking up with now, chances are children are out of the question because you're
somebody who's my age, somebody age appropriate, right? But if we went back in time a little bit, let's say the same conversation was happening in our 20s or 30s or 40s.
Well, yeah, that's something you have to discuss.
Yeah, because it always. Did you ever hear of a couple? I know a couple of couples that didn't really think about it or talk about it much until after they were together. And you go, oh, you should have had this earlier.
Yeah. Why would you wait to have that conversation?
I don't get that. I don't understand.
Jimmy Mack will want kids someday.
He knows he has some, right?
Yes.
You told him.
Yes.
All right. Here are the questions you should have asked or you should ask a future spouse.
All right. I can't wait to hear these.
Number one. It's a good one. How much alone time do you need? I think that's a great question.
That is just...
You don't
on.
Like that?
That...
That is a great question, because there are some people that constantly need companionship, and there are some people who go, let's do some stuff together, then we'll do some stuff separate, and then we'll do stuff together again.
I don't think that's a question that you need to ask. Can't you just figure it out? That just seems like so...
No, you're kind of right about that.
Or how much alone time do you need before I hook up with you? That seems stupid.
I have to say, even though it sounded initially to me like that's a great question, when you say it that way, you should just figure it out.
Yeah.
It shouldn't come to down. It shouldn't be determined by a discussion. You should just figure it out.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, but, you know, if you want alone time and you're with somebody, you say that, but I don't. I would want somebody who wants no alone time.
Has that come up ever?
No, I mean, I can tell if Jim doesn't, you know, want to hang with me. If he wants to go play Q-Bird at Galloping Ghost, I'll say, have fun. Okay. What do you want for dinner? I'll make dinner. I mean, you don't have to ask permission, and you don't have to go, I require some alone time right now.
Just it should just be automatic.
It. Yeah. That seems, I don't like that question. I would scratch that.
I was a big fan of this question until you reasoned it out, and then I thought about it. You're right.
I don't like it. It's not necessary.
But you could see where that could be a stumbling block for a couple where if they're
not
if
a very
one
good
of them,
couple. How many people need that much alone time?
That's true. Because then you say to yourself, what am I not giving you when we're together? Right?
Well, you're really overthinking it. I would just say, you know, do you want to be part of a couple or not?
Yeah. And then the guy goes, well, who's the couple? And you go, well, it's me and you. And then the guy goes, is Keira Knightley out of this equation? Because if she's out, I'm out. Then it gets crazy. And there's a lot of yelling. All right, so I'm crossing that one out, Wendy.
How yeah, much I al- just, hold on. That's a stupid question.
All right. I'm putting us Q stupid questions.
You know, if you're a couple and somebody needs to get away for a while, go away for a while.
Yeah. Now, do you mean away, like take a week?
No, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Go to the Bahamas for a week, and then I'll see you when you get back.
No, not solo vacations.
No. No. You know what? It's very interesting you say that, and here's why. I love, when I'm on a vacation, I love Terry being with me because I know it's going to work. It's going to be fun,
mm-hmm.
right? But I've got some friends who most of their trips are with other friends. They don't
I've
go
done
with,
friends trips, too.
There's nothing wrong with occasionally, because I've done those as well. Terry's not a, like when I was gambling, I'd go with a friend to Las Vegas for a couple of days. We'd have a blast. She didn't want any part of that.
I don't blame her.
No. No. But don't you know people who, like, almost all their trips are just with friends instead of...
I don't know a lot of people who take trips. We're
no?
not a big trip family.
No?
I mean, we would go to Disney, and I am so burned on Disney that...
Oh.
I told Dylan it isn't there anymore.
Oh. But that conversation went well.
Well, you know what? Can I just tell you, I have never been to Disneyland, and I have some friends in California that I would like to see.
Yeah.
And so what I tried to tell Dylan is if he's such a Disney-phile,
yeah.
and he's been to Disney World all these times, if he likes Disney that much, we should see Disneyland.
It's a lot of fun.
And it's smaller, so it's not going to be, like, take all my time.
No, it still takes all your time. It's because it's Disneyland and then California Adventures right across the street, and you have to do both. So, it's
well. I could go visit friends while they're.
Oh
at the
yeah,
park.
Yeah, yeah. You could definitely do that.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
I'm so sick of Disney. I really.
Send him with that Turpin family. See how that goes.
Hey, I Dylan, think their vacations are over.
Good
Bill.
News, bad news. You're going to Disneyland,
but you have to wear what
you're
they provide.
You're going with these people. Womp, 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 womp.
And you have to wear that outfit.
Yeah.
And get a bowl haircut.
Get the bowl haircut. Spend some time with them. All right. If we want, these are conversations you should probably have prior to getting married to somebody. If we won $5,000, how would we spend it?
This is really
You don't like this one either.
How about, like, let's get to know somebody without having, like, a questionnaire?
Right. Right.
Like, hey, what would you do if you won the lottery?
Right.
Oh, well, I would do this. I'd get an animal shelter. Oh, I don't like animals. Okay, see you later.
Break up. That's a breakup call right there. Well, you're going to hate this one then. Are you more... Oh, you're going to hate this one.
I can't wait.
Are you more afraid of being abandoned or being smothered? Now, if... Seriously, if you get this question... Let's say you fall in love with somebody and he or she asks you that question, you already know you're on thin ice.
Either he's going to leave you or he's going to kill you.
Right.
So I would run.
Right. How do you envision supporting your parents as they get older?
Again, that is a great question because, you know, my parents are no longer with us, so I don't have to worry about it. But my friends are all going through this right now.
Right.
And if they are in assisted living, who pays for it?
Right.
That could cause some strain on a new relationship.
Can I tell you what causes more strain? You already know this. If one of the parents comes to let's say it's a new couple starting out, and then all of a sudden
that happens a lot, Bill.
It does happen, but that could cause. We had there was a little over a year where my grandfather came and lived with us, and it was not easy.
I know, but that's anybody. What families do,
right?
And but again, that's something
we finally had to put him down.
Don't say that. Oh, you mean in the lower level?
Yeah, in our basement. What did you think?
This is something that is very important, but I don't think it's something you talk about going into a relationship. These are all so like.
But you don't want any. Like, that's a major surprise. Yeah, like, if all of a sudden.
You don't know right now what you're going to do with your dad. Let your brother handle it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's one of those things that you don't know. Like, Terry's parents are no longer with us. You didn't know that. I mean, you can't plan for that.
Go back to the example of my mom's father living with us a little over a year. So during my parents' dating process and into their marriage, my grandfather was awful to my dad, just horrible to him.
Oh.
So now all of a sudden, that same guy that was so awful to you living in your house. That's rough.
Well, he should have said no.
I know. I wonder why he said yes.
Because he loved your mother, and that's what was needed at the time.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
You're right.
But he's way better than you are.
I don't think I could have done it. I mean, that's because I know how awful he was toward my dad. I'd say we'll find him a place to live, but it won't be with us.
And
I know that sounds horrible. It was about 14 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a better man than you will ever be.
Way better.
Not your grandpa, but your dad.
No. In the middle of a fight, these are conversations. These are little back and forths you should probably have between yourself and the person you're going to marry. In the middle of a fight, do you prefer to keep talking until you come to a solution or walk away, think, and revisit the conversation later?
Bill, again, these are all very important, but it's like you don't want to start a relationship with a big old questionnaire.
I'm not saying that all these should be asked in a day, but maybe over a period of time. Because
you didn't have these conversations with Terry.
We did not.
Because they're stupid.
Right.
Hey, honey, how do you handle it when we get in a fight?
Yeah.
Well, Bill, I need to blow steam out of my ears and walk around the block, and then I'm fine. Really? I like to hold a grudge. That was your part.
That was my part. I recognized my part immediately. We never had these in any kind of formal terms, but over our conversations...
You figure it out!
Some of these came up.
Well...
You know? Not all of them, but some of them definitely came up.
You don't have to have a questionnaire for somebody you're going to date.
It worked in Diner. Remember?
Every one of my records means something to me. You never ask me what's on the flip side. That is the best movie. It really is.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll get some news from Judy. We can tackle a few more of these and then other stuff. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
We were talking about questions you should ask someone. Like if you were to get married again, Jude, which you wouldn't. Well, I'll never say
you don't
never
know that
say
for
never,
sure.
But yeah, I don't plan
you
on
you might,
it.
Though.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Why? I mean, at this age, which, by the way, I think is a great age.
Yep.
Oh, you were listening earlier.
Yes, it is.
I'm not saying I wouldn't be with someone. I'm just saying.
Would you live with somebody?
Oh, absolutely.
Just not get married.
Right.
There's no reason for it.
Well, okay. Maybe unless there was some financial
help.
Or if there was something that, you know, I needed his second summer home, then yeah.
But what about just a simple, it shows the commitment.
No.
Look at all these gay couples that couldn't get married, and they've been together 30 years.
Right.
There's your commitment. The commitment is the commitment.
Right.
Not a piece of paper.
I mean, the marriage thing, the license is really, it's a license that you have to pay for. It's mostly about the more technical details of the union.
Right.
Like the insurance.
Yeah.
And again, the insurance.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much why people...
Get married.
Yeah,
I think
insurance.
If I were you, if the tables were turned and it was me who was doing, I would
You'd be a funny looking girl if you were Judy,
especially with that hat.
That's
on.
What I mean. You'd wear a baseball cap every day.
That would be my.
Not if you'd be a
not
handsome
if you
woman.
Had my fabulous handsome, hair, you wouldn't.
But I would want to hold the belief that I would probably at some point get married again. But you don't feel that at all.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just don't. Yeah,
you're not,
it doesn't weigh
for
on
it.
Me. No, no, I never think about it.
Uh-huh.
No, never. I'm not like a hot. But I know there are a lot of people, girls in particular,
yeah.
who do. They like to be married and they want to be married.
Right. Right.
Actually married, not just with someone, but yeah, I just don't.
You're hoping for a long-term relationship, just not ending in marriage.
Yeah. I'm not hoping either. I'm just. Yeah.
Whatever happens, happens.
Exactly.
Like
I'm
that.
Not saying I wouldn't. I
yeah.
just don't pine for it at all.
All right.
It doesn't. No.
All right.
It meant something, of course, having children and all. I mean,
sure.
Which I will say is why I got married. At some point, I was like, all right, time.
Yeah.
Want to have a baby.
Yeah.
And I thought that was important.
You wouldn't have entertained the idea of not getting married and having children. You needed to be married to have children.
Well, that's how they did it back
yeah.
then.
I mean, yeah. It was important to me.
Yeah.
I may have, but
yeah.
I waited until I wanted to have children. We
mm-hmm.
both did.
Because mm-hmm.
we were kind of older, I thought, 29. We already had a house. We were really established. And
yeah.
then we were like, all right, now time. So
now we get married, mm-hmm. then we have children.
And, you know, I got pregnant just like that.
Yeah.
I hate people who say that.
Yeah.
I was pregnant on our first anniversary.
Did he look at you and you got pregnant?
No, and
if I
only
hear
had
that
one
more
ovary.
Time.
I
wow.
only had one ovary. I'm fertile Myrtle. But now, Bill, I want to say something to you because
I'm sorry. What was the question?
I don't remember about getting married. Oh, these are questions you'd ask someone if you were to get
oh,
married
right.
again.
Okay.
And I mean, here's something too. Like Bill, I can't imagine you. Not being part of a couple.
Me too.
Now, I can
Me
imagine.
Too.
Now, I think more men than women are like that.
I could not survive on my
they
own.
They have to be a couple, you mean? More
yeah,
men have
like,
to be a couple?
Here's the thing. I feel bad for people out there who are millennials who maybe have not found a significant other yet, and everybody else looks at them like they're losers because they don't have a significant other. And people can be very happy not being, you know, part of a significant couple.
Now, that's funny because I think millennials are exactly the opposite. They're not couples anymore. They're groups.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they don't even, it's not even the same.
I guess they don't feel bad about it, but there are people out there who shame people who, like, aren't you ever going to get married? Like, why do I have to get married? Does that make me a
any
whole?
Less complete?
Do you know,
yeah.
I guess in Europe, it's no one gets married anymore.
Really?
Yeah. The people don't get married. They have families. They buy houses. They have insurance, but they don't get married.
And who are they sticking it to by not getting married? Who are they taking advantage of saying,
I think
enough
that,
of this. I'll show you. I'll have a family without the benefit
yeah,
of being married.
I don't know, because maybe here it's more about
it's more traditional?
Say, yeah, or maybe about religion, but
yeah.
a lot of religions.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what culturally it's just changing.
Yeah.
And
I
don't get me wrong. I loved being married.
Yeah.
I loved being married.
Yeah.
I did.
I have friends who haven't gotten married, and it's like, you know, they always say, you know, every time I run into relatives, it's like, oh, are you ever going to settle down? And they're like, I don't really want to. I mean, maybe someday, but that's not a priority for
right.
me right now.
Right,
and maybe
right.
they don't, and getting back to the kid thing, maybe they don't want to have kids.
Right. So why bother?
Right. Right. Not that it's there. Not that you have to have one with the other, but a
no.
lot of times they do go together. So
John has called us at 312-235-2525. We need to give that number out more, Bill, because
right.
I don't even know it. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm great, Wendy, and I got your shirt, and I loved it.
Oh.
I love that shirt.
Payback is a Wendy?
Ah.
We have more of those, John.
Yeah.
We're going to give more of those. I mean, you're covered. You have one, but for everybody else, we have more of those, and we'll give them away. What are your thoughts on this, by the way, John?
Well, here's the thing. I'm 30, and I do want kids, but my issue comes from the fact that nobody my age seemingly wants kids. So I'm debating on whether or not I'd rather want kids and maybe end up alone or have a wife and just not have kids, because at least I'd be able to spend my life with someone.
Boy, that's tough.
Well, now, what do you mean no one your age wants to have kids?
The girls you're dating, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, how do I put this? They want kids, but they want kids in like 10 years, and I can't wait that long.
Right.
Like, I can't have, and my parents had me when they were like 40 and 45, and I have elderly parents now. I want to be around and be able to play with my kids when they're like 10 and go do things and not.
Yeah, but then you make me feel bad, John, because I was 40 when I had my second one, 36 and 40.
Yes, but Wendy, you were a young 40.
Well, evidently your parents weren't, but I mean, you would be a young 40 too, and it's like, I don't know, can you push these things? You got to find somebody who works with you, and then if kids happen, they happen.
But John, flash forward, let's say, because now you're right around 30, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So flash forward to when you're 50 or 60, would you feel like your life was unfulfilled if you went throughout it without any kids? Like, if are you able to do that? Look ahead 20 years and go, wow, I wasn't sure about it. Now that I've been through it and I didn't have any, would you feel like, I really should have?
I guess so. But I worry, and this is going to get too psychological, but I want to be able to do things that my parents weren't able to do for me, for my kids.
Right.
But I don't see, I understand that you want kids and you probably want to get married and have a loving relationship, and then the kids would come involved in that. But I mean, like, I don't know. What if you don't meet someone? What are you going to do? Maybe you should adopt someone.
I have lots of cats.
That's a step in the right direction.
Lots of what?
Cats.
Oh.
And a Wendy t-shirt, so things are looking
Boy,
up.
Life is good
and a
for
Wendy
you.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
All I need now is a couple gerbils, and I'm all set.
You're halfway home.
See, easily. But I don't want you to feel like, I don't want him to get to 50, Bill, and go, oh, I didn't have kids. My life is not, it has no meaning. Because you know what? I hate to break this to you, but John, you may not have them. Right? I mean, he may not
It's possible.
Them.
But I can tell, John, in your voice that this is something you've thought a lot about, and you want, when your story is told, you want kids to be part of
well,
it.
You
I can tell.
Better get busy. Boy, we're not helping
But it's
at
not.
All.
It's not just up to John at
right.
this point. It's obviously, you know, it's at least
that's
two
life.
People.
But, no, I've got to say, I appreciate both your times, and I love this show. And I especially love the extra hour because it reminds me of the good old days when you had 4 hours, and this just allows your freak flag to fly a little bit.
Okay, well, thank you,
well,
John.
Thank you, John, but I don't want you to go away feeling bummed out now. I mean, you're 30 years old. Are you? Do you have a significant other? Or have you been looking?
I am looking. I am.
You
definitely.
Might want to get rid of some of those cats. I don't know. You're like the opposite of a cat lady.
Well, I don't have, like, 30 cats.
Oh, okay.
I have, like, three. Yeah.
That's dual.
Well, there are women out there that love cats.
Sure. Three of them.
See, then I feel bad, because, like, where does John go to meet people? It's Are you doing Tinder and Catty?
Catty?
is there a Catty? No, there's actually, it's funny you say that there's a bar in Chicago, there's a cat cave in Chicago. So maybe I should just start going to that.
Hey, that's the old way of meeting someone is you meet them at a bar.
Is it called the litter box?
Yeah.
That's what I would call my cat.
No, it's actually called Cat Cave.
Oh, it is?
You go there, you pay like $20 to get in.
Yeah.
You can play all the games you want, buy drinks, and play with cats that are vouchable. So.
Does everybody at the same time just run into the next room for no reason at all?
Oh, God, I love this show.
Well, John, good luck to you. But, I mean, just don't put so much pressure on yourself. Like, I think you need to meet someone and have some wonderful times. And, you know, if you really want kids, I hope kids happen. But, I mean, they may not. And really, I mean, if you have kids at 40, that's not too old. There are people that have kids at 50.
Yeah, that's true.
And
I can't wait 10 years.
You can, well, but, yeah. Yeah, you can.
If I can say one last thing about this show, if you were to ever add a third seat,
yes.
No matter what, it must be Judy Pilak taking over that seat.
I'm fine with that,
we
Wendy.
Love Judy.
Yeah,
because
that'd be great.
You guys are the trifecta of funny.
Oh, that is so nice of you. Thank you, John.
Maybe Judy Pilak will date you.
Yeah, go out with Judy.
She's not going to have kids, though.
She is not currently married. No, she's not married.
Divorced.
But she is a biter.
And she did. She left. She had to leave. So she's. I see you're trying to hit on her.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Love you guys. Love.
Thank you, John. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, he's depressed
now. Tony Randall just had a kid like 3 weeks ago, and he's been dead for 11 years. So anything can happen.
I know. It's a little easier with the guy to have a kid later.
Yeah.
Tim, what do you think about this?
I can tell you that I have 6 children.
Yeah.
2 daughters. And all of them got married at the, what they consider the customary age. And by the way, neither one of you can go on vacation again.
Oh.
Radio, without when either one of you are gone or both of you are gone, it's terrible.
Oh, well, thank you, Tim. Thank you. All right, no more vacations. It's settled. So they got married in their, would you say, mid to late 20s mostly?
Yes, except one daughter got married once and it didn't work and didn't last long, but she got married again. And she had her children, and she was after 40. And I can tell you, in dealing with her a lot, raising the children after that age is a lot tougher. Your tolerance is minimal. Your patience is less.
Sure.
It just, that age bracket just makes it, it seems to me that it's just really a tough time to raise kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not impossible. And again, I was 40 when I had my second kid. And, you know, I don't think I had much patience in my 20s either. So, you know, and again, people are having babies later. I mean, because...
No question. No question.
It's not all black and white. There are some gray areas. But, Tim...
Well, obviously Tony Randall is the gray area.
He is. Tim, thanks for the call.
What age was he when he did have his last kid?
Wasn't it 89?
Not 89, but he was in his 70s when he had his last child. He had 2 kids when he was in his 70s.
Wow.
Which is not easy.
He's potent.
Yeah, he's very potent.
No, that's a fertile man.
Yep, no doubt about it. Yep. Thank you, Tim. Thank you. We love you, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Those two listeners are very similar. They should hang out.
You think
they'd
it was the
friends.
Same guy pretending to be?
No. They reminded me. I felt like they'd be good friends if they met each other. Yep. Maybe they could get some chicks.
Yep, maybe. Maybe. All right, so these are questions, according to MSN. These are things that if you're going to get married, you should probably have a sit-down with the person you're... Oh, I'm sorry, not MSN, Huffington Post. You should probably sit down with the person you're getting married to and figure these things out. But, Wendy, you're taking the opposite stance. You say, no, this is a waste of everybody's time. Do not have these conversations. It's too formalized.
It just seems like you could get to the answers without physically asking the question.
I'm with you. Like, you could probably do it more conversationally.
Be a better actor.
Right.
Tony Randall, 75, by the way, and Heather was 25 when they had their last kid.
How about that?
How
about that, says Mel Allen. Here's a conversation. Now, you can't disagree with this one. This is a conversation you need to have with the person you're marrying. Are you monogamous? That's kind of important.
Well, that, again,
that's
this is
very
so
important.
Written so... The wrong way.
So how would you say this to somebody? You meet a guy. You meet Jimmy. You go, Jimmy and I are going to get married.
Jimmy Katsifaris?
Not Jimmy Katsifaris.
He's already married to my sister.
No, that would be illegal. No, it's your current husband, Jimmy Star Wars. So you would say to Jimmy, we're going to get married. I just want to make sure you won't be sleeping around anymore once you and I get married, right? I mean, that's got to come up in some way, shape,
Bill,
or form.
I would hope he wasn't sleeping around prior to us getting married. I think, again, as you date and you get to know each other, at some point you go, so are we exclusive?
Yes.
We got to go.
Do you remember when you asked that or he asked that of you?
No, I think when he moved in, I figured it out.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it would be harder to hide someone.
Right.
I mean, it was some of these things you know.
Yeah, you should know.
Yeah.
If you don't know, then it could
then
be dangerous.
It may
dangerous.
Not be the right person.
Right. I had to ask Terry, you know, she would, a lot of her friends are merchant seamen, and I'd say, hey, is there some way we could cut back on those roller skating parties? And she cut way back, and then we got married. This one's even more important than are you
so
monogamous?
Weird.
This is even more important. What do you consider cheating? Now, we never had that conversation, but that is something. If there's some gray area in that, you want to figure that out. What is cheating? What is not cheating?
If I am going into a relationship,
yes,
it's a fresh, new relationship,
yes,
and that question comes up, then it's wrong. You shouldn't be talking about cheating when you're just starting a new relationship.
But what if you suspect? What if you're marrying somebody and you suspect that they believe that it'd be okay to still have some sort of relationships, quote unquote, with other women?
Then I wouldn't marry him.
Right.
This is all stupid. Do you pee standing up or sitting down?
Nobody's business. Nobody's business.
See, that's a question I'd want to know the answer to before
you
I moved in.
But you ask strangers that. I've seen you just go up to people.
They answer
on
me
an elevator.
Oddly enough.
Now, this is one that we kind of already covered, but this is the first time they've brought it up. What role will your family play in our life together? Because there's some people that are a little too connected to their family. You want them to have a relationship with their family, but you don't want it to be too much.
No, but that's bitchy and mean if you ask it that way. Hey, am I going to see your family at all? Because I don't like them.
What if Jimmy was the kind of guy, though, that before he made any decision, big or small, he'd go, I got to call my mom and find out what she thinks about this.
Then I wouldn't have married him.
Yeah.
I would have noticed that while we were hanging out, saying, hey, do you want to go out to dinner?
Yeah.
Well, let me call my mom and see if she has any suggestions.
Yeah. All right, like, Norman Bates, give her a call.
Exactly. I'd be like, okay, uh-oh, there's one red flag.
Yep. Would that have been enough? Would that have been a flag that was red enough for you to go, oh, this is bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there discussing what are you going to do on a weekend, and he's like, wait, let me call my mom?
Yeah.
That would be weird.
That's too much.
If we were, you know, if it was Christmas and he said, wait, let me call my mom, I'd say, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great guy.
Yeah. Yep.
But not trying to figure out what to do socially. I don't know. Let me ask my mom what she would do.
She says, get her hair frosted. So let's go get our hair frosted. All right. Let's do it. This is a good one. I never thought of this one. This is a very good one.
Can I just say getting your hair frosted is so 70s and perfect? Because that's what, I mean, now we say highlights, but then our mom's got their hair frosted.
Right.
That's so funny.
It sounds like they're putting their head in a freezer for 20 minutes.
That's funny.
This is a good one. I never would have thought of this one, but boy, do I like this one. What will you do if I get into a fight with someone in your family? Now, I think this means just a verbal fight.
Like, who would you back? Me? Would you take my side or your family's?
I wouldn't have even thought about that aspect. I would just think, like, what would you... I wouldn't even think take sides. Just how would you handle that if somebody in your family...
Ask me that question. Pretend we're going to date. Ask me that question.
Wendy, what will you do if I get into a fight with someone in your family?
Here's an idea. Just don't.
Oh.
Again, these are such stupid questions.
Did you ever get into a fight with anyone in Jimmy's family?
Not a bad one.
Not a bad one, but a fight.
Not
a little
really.
Squabble?
Honestly, not really. No.
Nothing.
No. Mm. You fight with your own family.
Right. That's what family's for.
Not someone else's.
Could the winner of the fight you have with your family face the winner of the fight that Jimmy has with
his
family? That's a good match. I would pay-per-view that match. I had a bunch with my father-in-law. I had a bunch of not fights, but
disagreements.
And it was always interesting to see how Terry, not that she sided with somebody, but how she handled it.
See, I don't believe in putting somebody in that position because Terry was in a crappy position then.
Yes.
So I would have just, if I was you, were you, I would have just smiled and said, crazy old people.
Yeah.
And walked away.
Yeah.
Because I know you, and I know that you speak with your heart, and you really would want to change his mind about something. And it seems like he was kind of stubborn.
He was very stubborn, and he was one of those guys that liked to ride you. Like, he liked to argue about politics and religion and all the things that we've said before. You will never change anyone's mind about politics or religion. It just won't happen. But he liked to mention something and then just ride you, you know? And sometimes I could be ridden, and sometimes I couldn't be ridden.
It's hard to shut your mouth sometimes. Yeah. I get that, trust me.
Yeah.
But you're never going to win.
Right.
Especially with your in-laws.
Right. Right.
So I say zip it.
I think I've told you this before. Her dad liked to call me William, although nobody calls me William. And he'd always say, well, it's on your birth certificate, so that's what I'm calling you.
So he sounds like he was just trying to start fights.
I'm not going to say yes
or no. The fire starter.
Yes.
The fuse starter.
If he was a Stephen King novel, it would be the fire starter. Yes.
That's sad.
Do we have time for one more?
Yes.
All right.
Just one more. We have an important meeting
is there a meeting?
Show.
Would you?
It's been nice working with you.
Really? That's how it ends?
God, I hope not. I was kidding.
Wendy, here's a conversation I know you and Jimmy had probably 1,000 times. What do you believe is your life's purpose, and how do you envision a partner fitting into that? I bet you had this conversation every day.
Dude, I don't even know what my life's purpose is now. These are ridiculous.
Some of them are ridiculous. Some of them, although you shouldn't sit down and go, okay, it's Q&A time, we've got to figure this out, they should probably come up.
Some of these are important to know, but there's ways to find out without sitting there with, you know, quiz show going on.
Yeah. Right. Don't have Wink Martindale ask these questions.
Well, then it might be more fun.
If you fell in love with him. And you did. Spoiler alert.
This is my boyfriend, Wink. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. All right, we must take a break, and then we'll close things off. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
That song means it's time to shuffle off to Buffalo.
Is that true?
Are we going to Buffalo?
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Oh, you're
going
to love Buffalo.
Really?
This time of year. Can't beat it. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow should be another good show. We hope that you'll be a part of it. Until then, get some rest. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.